Morning, everybody. Remind me never to go to coffee morning again, will you? Throughout my career and my life, I've been used to standing up in front of people, whether it's in front of groups of 30 children teaching or chairing local or national bodies. But I have to say that this is the most daunting time that I've ever faced. Those who know me well know also that I do have a tendency to get a little bit emotional at times, so apologies in advance if that happens. My spiritual journey started very early. My first recollection is at the age of about five, when my parents took my brother and I to a little chapel, a Baptist chapel, in the little hamlet that we lived in at the time. It was basically a tin shed, one room, run by a family called the Merrills. And what I remember about that was that the organ was one of the old-fashioned organs where you used to have to stand and keep it going, otherwise it wouldn't work. When we moved to the village up the road, we joined the Church of England, and believe it or not, I became an angelic little choir boy for a few years. And I remained in the Church of England well into my 20s and 30s until we arrived here in Market Drayton in 1978. We were looking for a church to attend, and we'd heard good things about the Methodist Church, so we actually turned up here at the Methodist Church. The minister of the day, if I recall, was Ray Swain. But the first service I can recall coming to, I listened to the preacher of that day. I won't embarrass him by naming him, but he is in the room today. And he made a lasting impression on me. The ambience of the atmosphere in this church was something that I'd not seen or had before. And over the next 40 years, I attended this church fairly regularly, apart from one or two blips when my faith possibly wavered and I was absent. And it's about 4 or 5 years ago that I came back into the church and began to attend regularly. And 2 years ago, at the age of 73, I finally made the decision to commit and become a member of the church. So what does that mean to me? Since I committed, I've been searching my conscience, trying to decide how best I could serve the Lord. And I struggled with this and wondered if I was really up to it. I pray every day and have done throughout my life. But I feel it's only recently that the Lord answered my prayers. It started out in a very small and unobtrusive way. Simple things like agreeing to collect the offering in church. A year or so ago, Sandra and I agreed to become communion stewards. And next Sunday, I will start a 4-year commitment as one of your church stewards. These are small but important ways of serving the Lord and the community. What I've learnt is that if you have faith, your prayers will always be answered. You don't have to prove it with grand gestures. The Lord will be happy, whatever you can offer. Who knows what the future will hold? But I am secure in the knowledge that I feel the Lord will always answer my prayers, and he will tell me if he has any further tasks for me. It's never too late. Thank you for listening.